President Obama says it's not amnesty, but his decision today to ease immigration rules for some young illegal immigrants is being slammed by Republicans. The president's decision would help many young illegal immigrants stay in the country if they've completed high school here and haven't committed any crimes.
For more, we're joined by Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Hiya, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Was the president feeling pressure to take a strong stand before the election regarding immigration?
Yes. That doesn't mean that's why he did it, but he was getting pressure from Hispanic groups who feel that he has talked a better game than he's actually performed. When it comes to immigration reform, they're obviously a key voting bloc for both sides, especially for this president. And there's no question that he was feeling the heat on this.
Now, of course, he is making an end run around Congress by doing this. So, what kind of political cost will this come as?
Well, you already get some members of Congress saying they're going to file lawsuits against him, that they view this as not only an end run, but illegal and unconstitutional. Interestingly enough, last year, the president said that he couldn't take this kind of unilateral step. Remember, in 2010, Congress, Republicans, blocked the DREAM Act, which would have done many of these same things, that young illegals who came into the country were brought in by their parents, who have no criminal records, who've either gone or going to college or have served in the military, had a path to citizenship. This doesn't give them the path to citizenship, but it does allow them to apply for a work visa, work permit, and that is endlessly renewable. So while they wouldn't be citizens, they'd be able to stay in this country for a long time.
Chris, the president wasn't the only focus at this particular news conference. Neil Monroe of the Daily Corner, a caller, interrupted him while he was giving his remarks, saying, "Why do you favor foreigners over American workers?" Do you want to comment at all about the role of the press vis-a-vis the president?
Well, yeah. Look, the role of the press is to ask questions of the president and to get answers, but you don't interrupt the president in the middle of a statement. I covered the White House, Ronald Reagan, for 6 years. I was there with Sam Donaldson. Nobody would say that either of us lacked aggressiveness when it came to questioning the president, but we didn't interrupt while the president was still talking. This was way over the line.
Chris, you know that you became a big Twitter topic this week. We just want to ask you your side of being on the phone, on the road in a radio interview,
yeah,
and all of a sudden the police showed up.
There's no side of the story. The truth is the truth, and the policeman was D.C. finest doing his job. I was late for work. I do a conversation like with you at 9:27 in the morning. I was on Massachusetts Avenue. My phone rang. I picked it up. I was talking live to the radio station. I pulled over as soon as I could, but a police officer saw me and gave me a ticket for talking on the phone.
You and I have something in common. La, 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 la,
well,
la.
Well, Hillary, this is one thing. There are many things about you that I would like to have in common. This is not one of them.
Well, thank you, and yes, I agree. I haven't done it since, by the way. Who's on the show Sunday?
Well, no, and I won't do it again. I can tell you that. We're going to be talking to David Plouffe, the White House senior advisor. We'll talk, obviously, about this change on immigration and generally how the Obama campaign is going. We're also going to talk about these national security leaks, a string of them, and the controversy over whether a U.S. attorney should investigate him or a special counsel. We'll have a former head of the CIA, General Mike Hayden, as well as the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, Joe Lieberman.
All right, Chris, thanks so much.
And our power player of the week, that D.C. policeman.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
Bye, guys.
Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday, Sunday morning at 9.